you ever get the feeling that everything in America is completely fucked up? You know that feeling that the whole country is like 1 inch away from saying, that's it, forget it? Think about it. Everything's polluted. The environment, the government, the schools, you name it. Yeah, you got it, folks. It's me again with a little attitude for all you out here in white bread land. All you nice people living in the middle of America, the beautiful. Let's see, we're on 92 FM tonight. It feels like a nice, clean little band so far. No one else is using it, and the price is right.
It's time for Rant Speak, and I'm just checking my levels here, because I didn't do that before the show. Looks pretty good. Looks pretty good. There we go. Yes, welcome all you night owls to Rant Speak. It's 11 p.m. in my time zone, and it's probably 2 a.m. in your time zone on the East Coast, or even to our Australian listeners, it's probably like 5 p.m. Yes, sorry, Manuel O'Kelly. You can't go to bed yet. You have to listen to my voice speak for an hour. Yes, Pump Up the Volume is a very cool movie. Very inspirational to me. But it's not only me you get to listen to. It's Smokehouse. And we're going to get Smokehouse on the line here in a second. If you want to talk with us, you can. You can get your voice on the air with us. And the way you do that is to install a program called Skype. Skype.com. It's free for now. Hopefully it won't be unfree soon. And we can get you in on the conference. And it works pretty good. So my name on Skype is Rant Radio. Thank goodness nobody else took that. Let me just turn up my headphones here so I can hear myself a little bit better so I know that I'm not totally peeking things up. Okay, we're going to give Smokey a call here. Get him on the line just 1 second. Oh, the music's a little bit loud here. That's a bit better. Let's dial up Smokey here. Oh, I don't even have my microphone set up for Smokehouse. This is totally bad.
Good evening.
Good evening, Smokehouse. How are you doing?
Pretty good. Can you hear me all right?
Oh, yeah. Coming in perfectly clear.
Fantastic. How are you this evening, sir?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you holding out? Are you really tired tonight, or are you okay?
I'm a little sleepy this evening, but that's all right.
You're going to make it through?
I'll make it.
That's good. I just have to do some volume adjustments here.
Okay, am I too loud?
No, you're actually pretty good volume tonight. I'm just going to turn down your bass just a little bit.
Okay.
And I'm going to get the microphone stand as well, so maybe you can talk to our listeners for a second.
Actually, I was going to turn you up for a second, so... Actually... Okay, he left me. I was going to adjust my stuff too, but no, he took off on me. He doesn't set his stuff up ahead of time like I would.
That's your manager, sure.
Folks.
There we go. It's all set up. I'm back. Oh, wait. I have to get your microphone stand as well, so I don't have to hold two microphones in my mouth. 1 second.
Okay. See, this is what I have to work with every day, guys. Every day. An unprepared vegan.
Yeah. He can't hear me.
Feel my frustration.
I can hear him.
Dead air.
Almost got the microphone stand. Oh, not dead air. Not dead air. I'm talking too. You just can't hear me. But they can hear me. Making bad comments about you. Ha ha ha.
Oh, well, fine.
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you.
Excellent. Shrine Master says the volumes are fine, which is very good.
Okay.
So how's your week been?
Well, you know, it's been a little bit of a tough week because my grandpa just passed away, but...
Yeah, you were talking to me about that. That's awful.
Well, you know, it was time, really. He's been sick for quite some time now, and he was in really bad shape, so it's kind of a good thing.
It's for the better, really. I mean, it's a bad thing in general, right? But sometimes things linger on too long. And
right. It's like I told you before, he turned into this thing that was just... laying there breathing, you know, and doing nothing else.
You're right. It wasn't your grandpa anymore, right?
Right. It was just this thing that was in the other room.
Yeah.
And eventually he finally gave out, which it's not so bad when you know it's coming for like 2 years.
Yeah.
You sort of adjust to the thought of him dying.
Right.
So
it's tough either way, right?
Yeah.
Let's not get everyone down. Yeah. Okay. So, welcome to Rant Speak, your late night Sunday show.
Or your early morning Monday show.
Yes. Some people are listening to us on Monday. We have a number of Australian listeners that write
in. Monday. It's Monday where I am.
So. Oh, I guess so too, eh?
Mm-hmm.
So let's just run through everything that needs to be ran through. You can see the wonderful, magical site of RantSpeak, which has pretty much just the archives on it.
Nothing else because we're lazy.
And really, what does it need? The archives speak for themselves. You see a wonderful Walking Dead picture of me and the archives.
I don't have a good one of me yet, so that's why there's not one there.
Yeah, as soon as Smokey finds an undead picture of himself as well, yes, we can put him up too, looking all hardcore with like a hoodie.
I also look dead, but much whiter. I have a bit more girth than he does.
I have no girth at all. It is unmeasurable, in fact.
Yes.
You're
about this close to negative space.
Yeah. I'm an enigma. I don't know how I exist. So, can you post the links for the website so people can download the past shows? And also, you can post in the link for the forum, and you can check out all the links that we talk about in the forums after the show.
Yeah,
what?
Just posted a whole mess of stuff right there.
Oh, there you go. That'll help them out. And yes, you can smoke in on... did I say smoke in?
You did.
You can smoke right in and speak to us with Skype.
Yes.
I don't know what smoking in is, but it sounds pretty cool.
Yeah,
and
I can't say I've ever done it. But if any of you out there have, please let us know.
Yeah, let us know how to smoke in. If you want to get involved in Rant Radio, there's a bunch of ways. You can send in your picture, which is pretty damn easy to do if you've got a picture on your computer. Just send it to info@rantradio.com. If you go to Rant Radio, you can see people's pictures in the top right corner. You can click on and see everybody that sent in their picture. Kind of cool to actually see pictures of the people you talk to in the IRC, or people that we talk to or talk about.
And some people that we don't talk to.
Yeah, there's some people that just send in their pictures who've never heard from them except for when they sent in their picture, which is cool too. They just listen to the station, and they just want to put their picture up and show that they listen to the station. And there's a lot of overseas listeners, and just tons of German ones have been emailing me. I don't know why there's a flood of them, but...
Oh, yes, I know. I'm looking at one right now.
Oh, yeah?
I'm looking at the German email that we have on the format here, and I think it's pretty funny.
Oh, yeah, that's right. And it's great when they send them in, because they're always speaking their own language, translated, kind of funny, just a little bit. I love the English.
Yeah, English.
And you can send your city name and country to info@rantradio.com, too, and I can put that up.
Yes.
Or you can just tell somebody about Rant Radio if you like one of our shows or like one of the stations, like the Punk Station or Industrial Station or even the Talk Station, some of the fine programming on our Talk Station.
Tell lots of people.
Tell everyone. And you can send in your news stories if you run across news stories in the same vein as the stuff we talk about on the show. Send them into info@rantradio. Imagine that. Again and again. And we need bandwidth. We need some bandwidth. Badly.
Yeah, because we just lost a bunch.
Yeah, it's down to the bare bones at the moment. I'm looking at my my little bandwidth meter thing, and it's not looking very pretty. So if you know of somebody who works at an ISP, or if you know somebody who works in the industry and hosts stuff or has lots of outgoing bandwidth, or you just got an inside track, get them to email info@rantradio.com. And this is not storage space. People always mix that up. We don't need space to store files. We need raw bandwidth to send the feeds through, the streams, the audio. And that takes a bit of bandwidth. But even a little bit helps.
Yeah, anything that you can do to help us, we're begging for it, actually.
Yeah, we are begging right now.
If we don't get it, we won't be here.
Yeah, or you won't be able to listen, at least, anyway. I mean, we'll always be there.
Well,
maybe it'll be only three people allowed to listen, but...
we'll be here somehow.
We'll be here somehow. And it can't be your cable modem or ADSL, because that won't work, and you'll get in trouble eventually.
Yeah, it's got to be a decent
It's got to be like hosted somewhere, like at a work or a school or at an ISP. Like, it, those are the basics.
But what I will say about the bandwidth that we just lost, the person that had to take it away for a while, at least he told us ahead of time.
Yeah, that's nice. Sometimes they just disappear and you can't even email them anymore, which kind of sucks. I mean, it's gone, right? But it's nice to know when it does go so you can be prepared sometimes.
Yeah, but I think what we just lost might be back soon.
Yeah, it's nice that it's coming back, but more backup is always good. We need DJs, don't we, Smokey? We love DJs.
Yes, we do. Pardon me, they're bumping my microphone.
You're making noise. Are you dropping the microphone? Quit dropping the microphone.
It's on a plastic mic stand.
I saw the picture you sent me. It's sad.
Yeah, hey, man, it belonged to my six-year-old nephew. Leave me alone.
Okay? I think it might be better if you, like, strap it to a stick. Like, put some duct tape to a stick and put the stick in your desk somehow. I don't know.
How am I going to anchor the stick to the desk, man?
I'm still working on the anchoring the stick, but you got the microphone and the stick so far. That'll work. So we do have lots of DJs and lots of shows, but we do need more DJs.
Yes, we do.
Because we love DJs and live shows, and the listeners love it, too.
And I appreciate people sending me emails asking about, you know, doing a show. But when you send me an email, send me a lot more than an email that says, hey, you guys need DJs?
Yeah. Tell us a bit about yourself. Yeah. Like, what kind of show you're interested in? Like, a little bit more, because Smokey's just going to have to ask that anyway. And we are getting some people interested, but we need a little bit more.
Yeah, that's like sending in a resume, or not even sending in a resume, and saying, hey, can I have a job?
And that's it.
I need to know what you can do, what you want to do, and most importantly, if you understand the technology that we use.
Yeah, I mean, we can help you a bit, but it we need a little help from you, too.
Yeah, it takes a long time.
Skip the middleman. It takes a long time to sort things out, so giving us a little bit of help at first is good.
Yeah.
And email Smokehouse. You can skip the middleman. You skip right through me. Just smokehouse@rantradio.com.
And that goes for the radio stations and the TV station.
Yeah, any kind of shows. Yeah, a TV station, too. We have a run as TV station. If you want to be very brave and you got a video camera and you think you can look entertaining instead of just sound entertaining, we do either live shows, which is it's challenging, but you can do it, or pre-tape shows. And we'll get to that in a little bit.
We're probably about the only station that does remote live shows, aren't we?
Yeah, I think so. A lot of them just run just repeated stuff. So we're always trying to push the envelope of this technology because, you know, it never quite works, but we managed to make it work somehow.
I mean, there are other stations that do, like, live stuff, but we do... I mean, we have a live show that comes out of Denver.
Yeah, and we're not in Denver, and Smokey's not in where I am. It's all over the globe.
Yeah, we're pretty huge.
we're conglomerate worldwide.
At least it seems that way.
That's right, smoke and mirrors. Well, smokehouse and mirrors, anyway.
Yes, smokehouse and mirrors. That's a good one.
That is good. I like that, too. A rant meetup day is coming up soon. It's next Sunday. So if you got a bunch of Rant Radio listeners, like I know there's some Australian listeners there. I don't know if they live close to each other. They can talk in the IRC right now. I see three of them. But Rant Meetup Day is coming next Sunday. We usually hold it in the evenings, but you can hold it anytime. And there's a topic in the forum, so you can kind of coordinate it. And when there's one that's established, I'll put it in the regular meetups.
And what actually gets discussed at these meetups? Seriously, I want to know.
Secret things that you'll never know about unless you come. No, it's just a bunch of people that have similar interests, right? We all listen to Rant Radio or like Rant Radio, and somehow there's some sort of connection there, right? And we chat on the IRC. Why not meet each other live if you want to take a look at our pasty faces? And
I suppose that's cool because you probably fight less that way.
Yeah, you can sort out your differences properly.
It's much harder. It's much harder to walk up to somebody and call them a fuckface.
It is. People don't get as brave, right?
Than it is to do it behind the computer screen. So, it's probably a good thing. You're probably right.
It is. It's kind of neat too. I mean, people do it all the time, but we only have it once a month, so it's not too demanding.
Yeah.
12 times a year. I mean, you don't have to show up to any of them. Me and Sean are going to be there for the Vancouver one.
So is she really going to start giving out haircuts?
Yes. Yes, he is. He's got the clippers, and he has the means to use them. Beware.
Now, you know, if I had the means, I would actually fly up there just for the haircut.
Just for the... Oh, yeah.
I'm a team player.
You'll take it one for the team, huh?
Oh, sure. It would look great on the website. I mean, because if Smokey would get the haircut, who else wouldn't get the haircut?
Damn right. I mean... You're a leader, and people look up to you, and they go, Smokehouse will get it. It's if it's good enough for Smokehouse, it's good enough for everyone else.
or they'll just say, Smokey does whatever Sean tells him to.
Or they'll say that, yeah.
Which is also really funny, because what people don't realize is it's usually the opposite.
Sean's just a puppet.
he's a puppet for my amusement.
Dance, Sean, dance. Yeah, he's handing out haircuts, and I think there are going to be some people who are getting haircuts this next Sunday.
That's cool.
I think there are some people. And we don't have the GPS, but I know where it's going to be.
You're going to film this, right?
Oh, yeah. The video camera's going to be out for this. Oh, yeah, for sure. We're going to film the haircuts, and they'll be on the SKTFM.TV outtake things, too. Or patrolling, whichever it fits in, you know?
Yeah. It's like, he's worried about being a cultist, and now he's giving haircuts. You think?
That's just one step, huh?
Yeah.
One step towards insanity and ruling the earth.
It's all going downhill now.
Space monkeys. It's a space monkey haircut.
Space monkey haircut.
It's actually the WOG haircut. So
yes.
If you want to sign up for the WOG haircut, Sean will gladly butcher your hair.
Yeah. And remember, boys and girls, haircuts last a while.
Yeah. Yeah. So if your job doesn't necessarily work with that haircut, maybe you better think about it before getting it, or maybe ask worker.
If it's a Marine haircut, it's probably okay.
Yeah, it's not that extreme. It's like a Marine haircut, you know. It's short in the sides and kind of flat in the top. It's not bad looking, actually. It would work with a lot of people, right? It's a very clean haircut.
You gotta have the right shaped head for it, though.
That too. You'll never know what's underneath your shock of hair before you shave it off, right? Could be a massive bump on the side that your hairdresser just never told you about.
Always check for scars and dandruff, too, before you shave your head. Because if you don't, everybody else will see them later.
Yes. News from Smokehouse. Any news? You haven't pulled through on the news any of these weeks. You just don't have any news, or
I think we pretty much already talked about it. You know, I have been getting emails about new shows.
Right. You've been getting
concrete.
Some emails.
Yeah, nothing's concrete, you know, so there's really not a whole lot to talk about right now.
Yeah. For some people it does take a while. If they've never done it before, it takes a while to arrange and get them going and all that, right? Or even get them to respond.
I actually had an FM station, some sort of nonprofit FM station in Texas, asked me about doing a show with us. And, so we're kind of discussing that right now.
Oh, really?
I don't know if that's going
to
work.
Oh, really? Yeah, it's kind of hard to understand what they're getting at sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, well, really, what do you want? Do you want to rebroadcast us? Do you want us to rebroadcast you? Or... Huh?
Yeah. Because, I mean, there are really so many options on how to do things.
Exactly. Like, are they going to broadcast Rant Radio live on their feed? It just doesn't... It takes a while to reach it.
Do you really want to do that? You know?
Yeah. Danger. Some things may offend people.
Oh, darn.
Darn, too bad. Yes, Tales from the After Now. Everybody heard it last week. Lots of reactions in the forum. Good, bad, otherwise, people getting used to it is a little bit different.
Yeah,
it's Sean of the now, but in the after now. And I've heard a snippet of the new one. And
a snippet.
A snippet, because I just got it today, you know, short term. I've already got it down, so I'll be Smokehouse will be able to take a listen to it soon, tonight if he stays up, right?
Oh, well, shit! Now I will. actually, I have to go in for my. Assimilation tomorrow morning.
Assimilation.
My Walmart assimilation.
Oh, boy.
I have to go in tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock.
Wow. Fun. Sounds like fun.
Am I going to work hard? No.
You'll hardly work.
That's right. they're paying $5.75, and that's what they're going to get.
Exactly. I mean, what are they expecting out of that kind of cost, right?
Gene, I have an excuse to walk really, really slow.
Yeah, it's like
that's what I'm gonna do.
You're pretty much a stationary kind of thing.
Well,
not
I
too
move,
fast. You can get
move
there.
Pretty quickly. You've seen me get around. I'm not too bad.
Not too bad. You get there eventually.
Yeah.
Good behind a counter, pointing out stuff and explaining stuff more.
That's right. That's
yep.
me.
You'd be the salesman.
I'm not doing a goddamn thing.
They'll get a bench warmer, right?
That's right. I've been hanging out at WalmartSucks.com a lot.
Prepping yourself from the other side of the fence.
Yes. I actually heard, because I have a cousin that works there.
Yeah.
He just found out, like, if you tell somebody else how much money you make...
Yeah.
You get fired.
Tell somebody else, like anybody else, like outside or inside the company?
Well, in the company. If you tell somebody else, like, I make $575. If I mention it to somebody else in the company,
yeah,
I get fired.
Wow. Like, what kind of grounds do they have for that? I guess it's their...
You're stupid.
It's their information. It's part of the company. You can't reveal
yes.
it. It's trade secrets.
We can't release our slave wages to the public. We'll get in trouble.
But anyway, tomorrow night, Tales from the After Now, 8 p.m. I'll put it on there. And it's interesting, the new one.
Oh, yes, it is.
So everybody's going to listen anyway, just because they're curious. It's like watching a car wreck, right?
And how much post-production did you do on that, really?
Very, very little.
People asked about that.
He's got this broke-ass piece of crap recorder, portable recorder,
mm-hmm.
and it's amazing. It just sounds awful. It's something out of the After Now, right? It's something you'd find, like, he got it like he told you in the episode, he got it from a secondhand store. And it's just nasty. It's the nastiest thing. Works off cassette recorders. I just tweaked it a bit so it sounds a bit more interesting when you're listening to it.
Oh.
Because it's mono, right? It's a mono.
Flat.
It's a mono feed. It sounded very flat. I kind of stereoized it,
mm-hmm.
and just kind of made it a bit more exciting to hear. But beyond that, not much. I EQ'd it just a bit so it doesn't sound too bad. And evened out the levels of all his speaking, because sometimes, you know, you get too close to the microphone or too far away. But I just kind of evened it out. So very, very little. Just so it's a little bit more listenable.
And I know there's people out there that think it sucks. But
yep.
see, that's okay. Because the thing with Sean is he'll get bored.
And he'll pump it up and make it exciting.
And he'll
right?
change it again.
Yeah, that's right.
So just sit tight.
And for every 20 people that think it sucks, there'll be another 100 that think it's amazing.
That's true.
And then 100 more that'll listen to it afterwards.
And 100 more that'll listen to it because it sucks.
Exactly. And they'll listen to it anyway, because they're media whores for Sean, right?
And if it sucks, they can write about it in the forum and complain.
And goddammit, it's something to tide you over until patrolling, so deal with it. And it's not that bad, come on, it's Sean talking about Sean things.
Hey, I didn't say it was bad.
No, not you.
Not me, no.
Nobody really said it's bad. They just say it's different. And it's not what they're expecting, right?
It is different.
Yeah, it's very different. And I don't mind. It's just Sean telling stories like he always does.
And if it was bad, I would tell him directly.
And you haven't sent that email.
No, I actually told him I liked it. And
oh,
he
yeah.
actually answered me.
I like it, too.
So I'm going to frame the email and put it on my wall. Because
he answered.
Back.
Wow.
Yes.
That's good.
Yes. You know, if there's... Here's the tip, kids. If there's a death in your family, he'll write you back.
Ah, yeah. There you go. Now you know how to get a response from Sean.
That's right. Somebody has to die.
There's the... Somebody's got to die for Sean to email you back. The new show on Rant TV, I don't know if it was done yet last week. I don't think it was quite done. But it's in rotation now. They put it all together. It's a dumpster diving show.
I watched about half of it.
You got through half of it?
Half of it. I'm waiting for the sequel called I'm Grounded.
I've been arrested by the cops and my parents got me in trouble. And yeah.
It's very funny.
It's funny because it's kind of pathetic.
Yeah.
Because they only found one thing. And I told them, you better find more stuff. If you're going to keep a dumpster diving show going. Like, they found a broke-ass lighter.
Was that the only thing they
found?
That's
the only thing. And they found it right at the beginning of the episode, right?
I could find that in my garage.
I know. So, they got to find some more stuff, I told them.
They're young. Let's not make them cry.
And they're putting out a show. They're doing something, right? And I think that's cool enough.
See, we appreciate it, guys, but what you have to understand is it also gives us license to make fun of you.
True. Very true.
That's part of the unwritten contract we have. You got to sell your dignity out a little bit.
Exactly.
Be on this station.
DEF CON 12 still coming up.
Yeah.
And I know one of the guys locally, Sparky, is going down there as well. So that's going to be very cool. And I know some people I've saw it go by that some people are going to DEF CON 12 as well from the IRC and stuff.
Sparky goes wherever you go anyway.
Oh, yeah. He loves us. He was actually hanging out today with us doing some filming with the patrolling. Because I was trying out his camera, because it's probably the camera that I'm going to get. It's like a Panasonic DVX80 or something, and it's got XLR inputs and a whole bunch of nice, cool little things, and the picture looks great. So we did a couple shots for the intro of patrolling, because I want to do it on a really nice camera.
Free ad.
Free ad for? Oh, the camera. Eh,
yes,
whatever.
Free ad camera.
It's a camera of nondescript. Yeah.
Yes. That's all right, dude.
Yeah, that's fine. I mean,
I don't even have a camera, so that's fine.
But you got some sort of video input. I've seen pictures. You've sent some.
Well, yeah.
Have a camera. You've taken video. Is that somebody else's camera?
Yeah, it's my dad's camera.
Okay, but you have access to a camera if you need
to. Yes, I beg.
You beg. I promise not to break it like last time, Dad.
It's not even a digital camera, dude. It's just a stupid little, 8mm piece of crap.
Yeah, you get that retro look, eh?
Yeah.
I mean, I want to buy a Fisher-Price camera that came out like 25 years ago. Pixel 2000 or something. It is so ghetto. It records on a cassette, and it's
no
in
way.
Black and white. Yeah, an actual audio cassette.
Oh,
no,
awesome.
It's so amazing that it's that retro, and it was a kid's toy, and it's worth more now than when it came out 25 years ago.
Can you find one on eBay?
Oh, yeah. And it's like $300 Canadian, $350. So it's way out of my price range for something that's so shitty.
Dude, that's like $17.
No, it's like $250, $300 US they get up to.
I know.
And that's for the modded one, so you can actually output it, because it's got only RF when it's in its natural state.
I tried to mod one of my DVD players yesterday and broke it.
Oh, no. That's the risk you run. Like, I've done that to mine, and I, crossed my fingers, and it actually worked, thankfully.
I did it right. It just doesn't work.
Oh. you follow the instructions, and...
Absolutely.
And it didn't work.
I wasn't using that DVD player anyway.
Oh, okay.
I tried to put a hard drive in it.
Oh, a hard drive in a DVD player?
Yeah, you can do it.
Really?
Oh,
knowledge. Yeah, I guess you could. Because all it does is feed off an IDE cable.
Yep.
And then if it reads the right thing, you can, play stuff off of it. That's cool. I never thought
that's
of that,
right.
Actually. We got a Celebrant Radio promo sent in. Because I don't know if anybody out there knows about that, but you can make your own promos, and they go into rotation. They're like, I am a Celebrant Radio, and, I'll play one, and you'll get the idea. Of what it is. Unfortunately, Smokey will only be able to hear this in the archive, so he has to kind of be quiet.
You have to cue me when it's done.
Yeah, I'll tell you when it's done. So this is the Dark Penguin actually sent this in, and I haven't really even been soliciting for these, so it's very cool. And it was actually pretty good because it's the first thing he has ever done audio, and I was pretty happy with it. Actually, I went perfect. It's perfect. So.
You happy? No.
Amazing. So here it is. This is the Dark Penguin doing his Celebrant Radio promo.
My name is the Dark Penguin, and I am not the fucking man, but I am a man. I'm a man with a keyboard, a man with a microphone, a man with ideas. I'm a man with a choice. I choose not to conform. I choose to make a difference. I choose to be an individual, and I choose to think for myself. I am an individual, and yet I am not alone. I am one of many, and my voice will not go unheard. I am a Celebrant Radio.
There you go. Not too bad. Not too bad. And it's always nice to have listener input, stuff like that. Hey, yeah, you can make promos for Rant Radio. say I'm a Celebrant Radio, or you can do Rant TV promos. Say, hi, this is Blah, and you're watching Rant TV. And there's been a couple people have sent it in, and I've done some local ones with some people around here.
And I'll help you with that, too, as long as you don't ask me too many questions.
Smokehouse will give you some tips. You'll help some people out with that, too?
And, well, some people don't know where to, like, to get, like, there is free software you can get.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
You know, that don't know how to do any of that stuff.
Right. I mean,
I'll point you to that. But don't ask for too much beyond that.
Because all you got to do is get it in some video format and put it on the FTP site. That's all I need. I can convert it from there. Pretty much about just about any kind of format, like DivX, QuickTime, doesn't matter, AVI. I can do it from there. Just don't make it too big. I mean, it's only going to be a 5-second, 10-second clip. Don't make it 100 megs or I'll kill you. Because it doesn't need to be that big.
I'll kill you.
I'll kill you dead. Email from this listener feedback from Wuss. W-U-S. I hope I'm pronouncing it. It's probably Vus. Vus. Actually, it's Vus, probably, because that's how they pronounce it over there. Vus. Hey, for approximately 3 years now, I'm a long-distance listener, too. Maybe you want to add me to our list. Best wishes for the next 5 years. Wolf. And he's from Tübingen, Baden-Württemberg, South Germany. South Germany.
Five more years.
Yeah, because we just recently had our five-year anniversary.
For those of you who don't know, in five more years, we'll be 35 years old.
Don't say that, please.
Yeah, I know. It's like,
I want to give the illusion of youth. Oh. Energetic youth rebelling on the radio, and we're like old people.
Have you ever
spouting off on this
what,
radio
station?
Have
you station? Not seen a picture of yourself? You look like you're about 80.
Shut the hell up. I do. I'm a spry, young 17-year-old. Yeah, that's it. Sure. Got the... Uh-huh. Ambition of one, anyway.
Eat something.
It's keeping me young forever. The carrots I eat. This. You want me to read this next one, or you think it's just stupid?
No, read it because okay. We can talk about it.
Okay.
Because it's that stupid.
Okay. This is an email from Heru, H-E-R-U. It says, look, I'm going to start this off by saying I'm not too proud of this to begin with, but here's my bitch. I recently bought Fallen by Evanescence, and I think it's thoroughly disgusting, and they can get away with selling this and not labeling it as Christian rock. I mean, they straight up say God and Jesus in one of their songs, and then they turn around and deny the fact they're Christian rock. If they're Exgians, more power to them, but why are they fucking singing about God and Jesus? If they're so proud of their God and Jesus, why are they hiding their Bibles behind their back and not proudly displaying the fact they're religious spiritual? Or maybe it's the fact that their label knew that they would never go anywhere as a Christian rock act, so they told them to keep it under wraps. Either way, it's scandalous. Fuck Evanescence. I emailed them and told them what I thought. I emailed BMG too, and they're the ones that sold me the CD with no parental advisory Christian lyrics on it, which, that's so funny. I thought that was hilarious. If music is to be labeled first contents, violence, swearing, sex, whatever, then you should think that the Christians in goth clothing should have to too. Thanks for letting me rant. This isn't the only band guilty of this. Just one of whose CDs I happen to buy. Hope you use this as a healthy bitch.
Okay, who's first? You first. What do you think?
I thought this was hilarious, this email. Parental advisory, Christian lyrics. Well, if they're going to label all the tapes anyway, I think they should go parental advisory, bubblegum pop lyrics on Britney Spears album and garbage crap music on other ones. But
I have this album, okay?
Okay.
I haven't listened to the whole thing, but I haven't heard God or Jesus one time.
Oh, really?
No.
Okay. Maybe and it's even, in the later tracks. But.
And even if they do sing about God or Jesus, that doesn't necessarily mean that you're Christian.
Exactly. There are ideas. There is an idea that God exists in some people's minds. Doesn't mean you can't talk about it. I mean, even exactly. Satanic bands will talk right. about God. Doesn't mean they believe in him, right? You got to take it in context.
Marilyn Manson is supposedly a priest in the Church of Satan.
Yes.
But he never really sings about Satan, does he?
I don't think you probably ever hear the word Satan in any of his lyrics.
Oh.
You'll hear God. I'm quite sure I've heard that in some of his songs.
And I mean, if they are singing about God and Jesus in their songs, speaking of Evanescence, isn't that sort of like showing that you're spiritual? You don't need to hold a Bible in your hand to show that you're spiritual.
No,
really.
No, you don't.
So
you can be spiritual in many different ways.
Right. And to me, the whole argument here is just stupid.
Yes,
really,
it is
really stupid.
I mean, if you like their music, you'll like their music. I mean,
I do.
And if you don't like the music, I think there's a lot of CD stores you can actually take CDs back to.
Yeah.
And you go, this isn't the album that I bought. I was not expecting this to take it back.
And I like the record, actually, what
yeah.
I heard.
Yeah.
Because she can really sing.
She is a good singer. And I was actually in a band with somebody who actually sounded like that. I was actually in a band that sounded like Evanescence, or she was in a band and I was in a band with her, and
right.
and the band is now like kicking their asses, like going, oh God, another band that sounded like us, and they're gone now. But
you know, people can call me a sellout too for saying I like them because they're on the radio, but the truth of the matter is we played them before they hit the radio. If you remember.
Really?
Yeah, we did.
Oh, okay.
We played one of their songs on Sean's show one.
Oh, I don't really like the male singer in Evanescence, but
No, he's not in that band. He's from another band. He just
okay.
He just did that song with them.
Okay, so I don't really listen to the band, so that's my impression from the radio, I guess. But just because they're on the radio doesn't mean they're bad. It just means because their label wants to promote them.
Yeah, I mean, radio's going to ruin them because they're going to cram down your throat so much you get sick of them.
Exactly, and then
which is a shame, but...
But you can prevent that by not listening to the radio. It's your own damn... Yeah, listen to us, and we play at least a bit more variety of music, if not the same all the time. We do add in more. I added in 5 hours of more music into the industrial station just last week.
Ooh.
So that's a lot more than the average radio station adds in.
Is that more... will these be more labels I have to talk to? Which I have not done yet.
Eh. Doesn't matter. They're all cool. Everybody's been cool with us. Nobody said no, so... But eventually we will talk to them.
Yes,
just to get
eventually.
Free CDs and stuff. Get props from them.
I never get free stuff from them.
Eh, you want a CD, you can get it. I'll send it to you.
Bastard.
Who needs the original CDs anyway? It's all about the music. Yeah.
They're nice to have.
Yeah. They take up so much room. I'd rather have 10 albums on one CD. Anyway, on to the news, because we're running short of time, actually.
It's our station. Go long. Who gives a shit?
True. But I want to go to bed.
Oh, pussy.
Disney workers get clean underwear, finally. This is ridiculous. Workers who play characters such as Mickey Mouse, Pluto, or Goofy at Walt Disney World have won the right to clean underwear.
Like summer camp. Put your name in your underwear, kids.
Yeah, what has happened is the people at Disney that wear these suits and wear costumes and stuff, they're not allowed to wear their own underwear. They are forbidden to wear and bring their own underwear to work because it doesn't work with the costume, they say, because you can see through it if you wear the wrong ones. It's too light, it's too dark, it's just too much of a seam. So they say, no, you have to use our underwear. And the workers there are going, you don't wash your underwear.
Yeah,
it's not getting washed. It kind of stinks.
Suck.
That's
have
nasty.
Have you ever been to Disney World, dude?
I have, but it was raining. And I actually went to Disneyland, so.
I've been to both of them, and I'll tell you what, that job's got to suck.
Yeah, you're out in the heat, you're wearing the costume, and you're wearing dirty underwear from somebody else that wore it yesterday.
Yes.
That's a sucky job.
Crabs? How about that?
Yeah, people have, like, in the article, it says that they have actually contracted diseases.
Oh, I wouldn't doubt it.
That's just so nasty.
Because, I mean, what does the screening process have to be to, like, wear a mouse head?
You know? Yeah, it's like, put on this head, act stupid.
Walk
around. Jump around. It doesn't take much. This one was sent in from Praetor. It's a EU backs tighter rules on piracy. The European Parliament has passed an anti-piracy law covering everything from handbags to music downloads. Under the law, counterfeiters could face civil penalties, but proposals for criminal sanctions were dropped. Thank goodness, they're not criminals. Before the vote, blah, 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 blah. But a late amendment limited them to organized counterfeiters and not people downloading music at home. Amazingly enough.
Okay.
But this directive, if it would have passed for, because somebody was pushing this, for including downloading music, what could have happened was the directive allows companies, it says, I can't believe this, companies to raid homes, seize property, and ask courts to freeze bank accounts.
I told you that was coming.
To protect trademarks and intellectual properties they believe are being abused or stolen. A company can raid your home. This is frightening.
Yeah, well, don't we have something in rotation about the, on Rant TV, a little clip about the RIA doing home raids?
Exactly, and I thought that was funny. It's not fake anymore. As they're trying to push this, that a company, the RIAA, not this one wasn't directly associated with the RIA, but that RIA can come in and take your property. And, of course, to protect themselves, guess what they're going to have in their hands?
Guns.
Oh, my God.
Well,
the after now is coming true. The core political state is coming true. Oh, my God. This is frightening.
Guess who else has guns, though?
Who else has guns?
I do.
Yes. Yeah, watch out for the homeowner. It'll be a fight between homeowners and the corporations, and the government is not even in the middle of it. They're just like, yeah, go ahead, do it. Yeah, yeah, have a shootout. Oh, nasty.
Do you have a warrant? No.
No, we believe you copied a song.
Are you a government agent? No. Guess what? It's election time.
You're trespassing. French group seeks royalties on iPod. French association representing recorded music rights holders threatened Wednesdays to take Apple Computer Incorporated to court to dispute over lost music royalties.
I was trying to get a fight somebody over something.
Yeah. Apple's pocket-sized iPod player can download and store up to 10,000 music tracks from a home computer and play them back from its hard disk through headphones on an amplifier or speakers. This actually went into effect in Canada about a year ago, and there are tariffs on iPods here, and it's quite a lot. I can't remember how much it was. It's like $75 to $100 extra on top, going to the music industry.
iPods are already ridiculously overpriced.
Yeah, and it's amazing anybody would buy them in Canada with this levy on top of it, but we have them in Canada.
Anything with the blue Apple on it, you're going to pay out the S for anyway.
Yeah, just naturally.
Yeah, which is unfortunate, but...
Yeah, they were proposing in Canada to, on the biggest ones, to levy about a $400 increase in the price.
Jesus Christ, I'd make it about $1,000 for an iPod.
Isn't that insane? It's insane. And fortunately, it wasn't that big, and they didn't put levies on everything. They were seeking levies in Canada. Any storable media, like hard drives, just in the case that you are pirating media. They've already passed it on CDs, removable media like the flash sticks and the iPods. And it's not too much right now. It's still livable just because the prices on those things are so low in Canada, in BC anyway. But, oh my God, it's getting bad because under the assumption that you're going to commit crimes, or crimes in their eyes anyway.
Yeah.
But the side benefit in Canada is that we get to copy music and not get in trouble.
Yeah, you have a lot more freedom than we do. You pay up front for your freedom.
Which is good and bad. I'd rather just not pay and still have the freedom, of course. And they don't assume that we're criminals, corporate criminals in their eyes. So the word corporate criminal takes on a new meaning now to me.
Yeah. I actually feel bad for all the tariffs that you guys pay, because, like, for blank CDs in the States, they're damn near free now.
They must be. Like, without the tariffs up here, they would be almost free. Like, you wouldn't even think about buying them. It'd be like running tap water to buy CDs. It'd be free.
I throw them away like they're nothing, because they are. They're nothing.
It's insane.
I throw them away in piles. I get tired of the ones I have, and I don't like them, and just throw it away.
Which is kind of cool, because then you can give stuff to your friends easily, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's really nice that way.
What I did when I got a DVD-R, I moved all my stuff to DVD and gave all the CDs away. I'm like, here, have these.
Yeah, I'm almost there. As soon as I get a computer in my car, the CDs are gone. I won't use them anymore, because I have use for
so
them.
It's so much nicer.
Oh, yeah, you can store so much more.
I've gotten rid of so much crap.
I bet. Consolidation. Your room doesn't have to be filled with CDs anymore, huh?
That's right. Consolidated and color-coded, baby. I got it all written down, too.
And what's a color code for porn?
Purple.
Excellent. email providers, slam spammers. Now, this is... It's kind of ridiculous. You look at it and you go, great. Okay, they're going after the spammers. They're still doing it the wrong way, but they're trying. They're getting it out in the open. Internet service providers are mad as hell, and they're not going to take it anymore. So four of the biggest email providers, Microsoft, America Online, Earthlink, and Yahoo, they're filing lawsuits against what company representatives said are the six most prolific spam operations. Okay, they're going after the spam operations, but the big problem are not these spam places that host them. It's these zombied computers, the tens of thousands, if not millions, of zombied computers out there that they can do nothing about. Absolutely nothing about.
You know, spam doesn't really bother me anymore. I just sort of accept it.
Yeah, but how much spam do you get?
A lot?
I get 85% spam.
Well, yeah, but
which is hundreds a day.
Yeah, I just sort through and get what I want.
Yeah, I mean, it's something I just have to live with. And thankfully, I do look through my... Like, it separates it out in my inbox, because I have a spam filter program, which is not too bad. It's got, like, 99% accuracy, 99.5. I still have to look through my spam to make sure.
Mine gets sorted out, too, but I mean, I still get a bunch. It's just like, well, whatever.
Yeah.
You sort of get used to it after a while, and you know what to look for.
Drivers spot X-rated films in other cars. This is funny. Andrea Carlton hadn't planned on telling her daughter about the birds and the bees until she was 8 or 9. But that changed the night the 4-year-old Catherine spotted a porno movie flickering on a screen in a minivan nearby. People are watching porn in their cars while they drive. Ew. Imagine pulling up to some guy and he's pulling up too. Well, it's just like there's no windows in a strip club. You shouldn't be able to see inside a windows in a car while they're watching X-rated movies, said Carlton, a 26-year-old from Gurnee, Illinois. Yeah, I'm not sure what to think about that. Because it's kind of in the public, and you don't want to be, like, showing people, like, keep it out of the eyes of other people. I mean, are you still there, Smokey? Smokey's gone. Smokey is... No, he's still there. Smoke! Smokey! Bastard. I'm gonna hang up on him. Call him again. What happened?
Hello?
There you are. I couldn't hear you.
I can still hear you.
Okay, good.
Anyway, we're talking about the porn in the car, right?
The porn in the car. I don't know what to think about it. I guess it's out in the open, right? And
right.
You're not allowed to have sex out in the open.
No, not really.
So it's kind of in bad taste to kind of have porn playing in your car where everyone else can see it. But what are you doing looking at other people's cars anyway, you nosy bastards?
I'm just thinking, you know, it's bad enough people drive while they talk on the phone.
Now, watching porn is a little more distracting, I would think.
Yeah, it's a lot more distracting, in fact. You know what, this could be a population control conspiracy, actually.
Oh, yeah. All the people watching porn, driving off the road, smashing the cars up.
That's right.
It's a conspiracy, I say. Anyway, I don't know what... People can think about that what they want.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what to think about it. It's kind of silly.
Repeal the seatbelt law and put all the porn in the cars. Population plummet.
Oh, yeah. It'll take care of a lot of problems. A lot of dumb people problems.
Clean out the gene pool.
The next one. McDonald's salad is fattier than their hamburgers.
That's awesome.
Isn't that funny? That is so hilarious. Like, they're touting all their lean products, and they're, oh, the salads are good, but when you get down to it, and people, like, okay, you look at a salad, you're thinking salad, it's got green, it's got carrots, it's got all this vegetables in it. No, that's not how salads work at McDonald's. You put the meat on top of it, and you take this salad dressing, thick salad dressing that's got so much fat in it. You just lather it with that, and it's not a salad anymore. It's meat and sauce.
It tastes
disguised.
Really good.
Oh, I bet it does. I bet it does taste good. And let's see, what is it? Global hamburger giant McDonald's latest line in healthy-looking salads may contain more fat than its hamburgers, according to the company's website. McDonald's, plagued by health critics and flattening sales, have launched the biggest change to its menu in 30 years with its plan to get in the multi-million pound prepared salad market. Keep in mind, this is a British a British report. You can choose your salad topping and dressings. You can mix and match it to your suit your diet and lifestyle, says McDonald's spokeswoman. Well, the lifestyle of most McDonald's goers are fat lifestyle. We have to widen the doors to let you in. However, yeah, consumers hoping to, yeah, that's for sure. Widen the seats and widen the aisles and widen the doors.
People in furry, that's what McDonald's is all about.
For example, fat people what?
Fat people in a hurry.
Fat people in a hurry. That's their new slogan. McDonald's for fat people in a hurry. Hey, why not? Get it out in the open.
Works for me.
On the new menu to be launched at the end of the month, a Caesar salad with chicken premier contains 18.4 grams of fat compared to the 11.5 grams of fat in a standard cheeseburger. And their cheeseburgers are greasy. Like, I remember the cheeseburgers, and they were pretty damn greasy. I don't know how they are now.
Well, I wouldn't even so much say that they're greasy. There's nothing to them. That's the big problem.
Yeah.
Like, you could eat six of them.
And you can almost eat two of them now, and it'd be better for you than the salad, in terms of fat, anyway. I don't know.
Which I'm prone to do from time to time.
The BNF recommended daily fat intake for men is 95 grams per day, so you can eat a lot of these salads. And women is 70 grams per day. So there you go. So watch out. When they say it's good for you, it's still McDonald's, people. Come on. Think about it. Take some personal responsibility.
Something.
Yeah. This next product I thought was very cool. I don't know why I didn't put two and two together before. These products have been out in the market for a year. That's my disclaimer for now. But you put together voice over IP,
right?
Which is standard. It's all over the place now. Mm-hmm. And you put together Wi-Fi, and you've got a Wi-Fi voice over IP phone that can go into any network. You're wandering around the city. You've got a phone that's free. And there's so many open Wi-Fi, and people just don't secure it. And I thought this was the coolest thing ever.
Yeah.
And all they have to do is combine this with a cell phone for the areas where you can't get Wi-Fi.
Yeah, that is pretty simple. I don't know why I'd never thought of that either.
I know. It's just something that you go, dope. But anyway, there's some links to two different products, and I mean that's just awesome. That is so cool.
The voice over IP phone is getting to be a big thing because I mean they have that company now. What's it called? Vonage.
Yeah.
Which is a like cable telephone or whatever.
Yeah.
It's like $30 a month, and it's unlimited long distance and all kinds of stuff. So.
Oh yeah, I mean they're getting so cheap. I mean it's just data now.
Yeah,
you're not tying up phone lines.
Actually, DJ Pulse got one of those.
Oh, really?
He uses it during his show, and it's not even toll free, and people call.
Oh, really?
So,
wow,
yeah, that's really cool.
That's awesome. That's very, very cool.
He has callers on the show now, so it's pretty cool.
Nice. Well, he's awesome. He's totally energetic DJ. That's so cool.
He's crazy.
This next story I saved to last because it's freaked the hell out of me. that it's come to this. FBI adds to wiretap wish list, and guess what they added?
Oh, I hope I'm on it.
The internet. They propose that the whole internet, they have full access to it. Every ISP has to add in equipment so that they can snoop on everything. Your email, your instant messenger, anything that goes through the wire.
Oh, fill your boots, buddy.
Because we know how to encrypt our stuff.
Yes.
A far-reaching proposal from the FBI made public Friday would require all broadband internet providers, including cable modem and DSL companies, to rewire their networks to support easy wiretapping by the police.
No.
What's new? A far-reaching FBI... I just read that. Bottom line, if approved as drafted, the proposal could dramatically expand the scope of the agent wiretap's powers. Imagine that. Raise costs for cable broadband companies and complicate internet product development. The thing is, they're not paying for this.
No.
They want the ISPs to pay for this.
Guess
where that cost goes down to?
Us.
Us. So we're paying so the FBI can listen and tap into us. How is that going to go across to the public?
I already pay way too much. What do you pay for your... Of course, I know that you don't pay all that much, but what do you pay for your broadband connection?
Standard rate that I would have paid here...
Secrets.
Is, I think, $34.
And that's Canadian.
Canadian. Translate that over. It's pennies.
So that's really cheap. I pay...
And I got 10 gigs down... 10 megabytes a second down. And one meg up.
That's amazing.
Megabit.
I pay, like, $55 a month American. And I get... like 3 megs down and 128K up.
Oh, I know they rape you in the States, but in BC it's the cheapest in the world, fastest. The combo of that it is in BC, which is so nice.
Canada is the most wired country in the world.
Yeah, there's so many people on here. Like the percentage, we are the wired capital of the world.
I just saw an article about that. In fact, it's like 71%. I think.
It's insane. Legal experts said the 85-page filing includes language that could be interpreted to forcing companies to build backdoors into everything, including instant messenger, voice over IP, which they really want to get into.
Yeah.
That's the big thing they really want, because they can't, it's all encrypted, and they can't get into it right now. And Microsoft Xbox Live gaming service, just in case you're playing bad games.
Oh, what the fuck do they want to get into that?
I don't know. Just because they can.
Pick on some poor kid playing Halo. Who gives a fuck?
The introduction of new services that do not support backdoor for police would be outlawed.
Oh, outlawed.
Nice. So if you're making a program that does not allow full access to the FBI... it's outlawed. It's illegal. You've made an illegal program just because it does not allow the police into it. Oh, my God.
That's sick.
But they're giving you 15 months to comply.
Oh, 15 months or go to jail.
Isn't that great? The importance and the urgency of this task cannot be overstated, says the proposal. The ability of federal, state, and local law enforcement to carry out critical electronic surveillance is being compromised today.
Do you have that Jello Biafra thing handy where he says, stay in your homes?
I don't think it would take me a bit.
Okay, I was going to say, I thought it'd be cool to go out on that tonight.
Oh, that would be good. But unfortunately, I'm the guy who said stuff on this show. And Sean used to be the guy who could, like, stall while I queue stuff up.
Yeah.
But, oh well.
I don't know where my copy is either, so.
So that's it. That's all the news story. But I know there's some people that want to talk. There's Desert Runner, and he's been, like, trying desperately to get in the IRC. And
people really want to talk to us?
Yes, they actually do. They were just having trouble last week, and I just didn't notice.
I think we should tell people how to get into the IRC. We haven't done that yet.
Oh, that's true. We haven't done all the standard stuff. You can get into the IRC... through any IRC client, if you know how to use one. And we're on the Other Side servers in the Rant radio channel. And if you don't know what the Other Side servers are, and sometimes the listings don't work, you can just type in /server/irc.rantradio.com, because I have it mapped over. because sometimes theirs aren't working, and they had some trouble with their domain recently. I think it's all fixed up now, but...
Do we still have the Java applet, too?
Yeah, I've still got the Java applet. It's a lot more easy. It's a lot easier to get into. You just go to Ramp Radio, click on Community, and then click on Chat, and just type in a name, and you're on. So we're going to call Desert Runner right now and get him in on the chat, because I know he's expecting it anyway. Let's bring him into the conference. Ringing, 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 connecting, connecting, connecting. We'll see if he's ready.
Probably not.
No, because he's like 20 seconds behind, but I did blab for a bit and mention his name. So I'm sure he's listening. Oh, it's ringing. It says it's ringing. Oh, wow. That sounds awful. Turn down your...
Turn down
the show,
computer.
Desert Runner, where are you from?
What?
You're on the air.
Australia.
Australia, wow.
Australia.
Very cool. First caller from Australia.
Welcome to the show, man. So what's up?
So what's happening in Australia?
Thanks a lot.
So what's going on, man?
It's getting dark. I was hoping to talk about Evanescence. Yeah, hold on.
And bye-bye. He sounded like he was speaking of like a foreign language. He was speaking Australian. That's why we couldn't understand him.
Yes. If anyone understood that, please send us a translation.
It would be much appreciated, and we'll read it out in the next show, but we didn't understand it.
We're sorry, guys. We're not making fun of you. We just have no idea what you said.
Oh, Manuel O'Kelly wants to conference, too. I don't see him on in my list, though. So if you've got Skype... www.skype.com and my name is Rant Radio on there. So you just type in Rant Radio and add me to your list, and I will add you in and we can get you going. Oh, no, I have it. There we go.
All right.
I have him there. I'll just add him to my contacts and let's try and get him in. Oops. I don't want to call him. I think I've hung up on Smokehouse. Oh, no, you're still there.
Nope, you got me.
Okay, good. Let's just try and get Manuel Kelly in here, and he's not in my list yet because I know there he is. Okay, let's try and give him a call.
Alrighty.
There we go. Thank goodness yours is working.
And
he's not Manuel. In my list yet. Oh, there he is. Okay,
how's it going?
Turn down the radio, Manuel. Good, how are you doing?
What's up, dude?
Thank goodness yours is working. And he's Turn down the radio.
Yeah.
Turn down the radio. We are here. How's it going, Manuel?
Sim?
Manuel?
Manuel?
Sim? Smokehouse? Manuel?
Hello?
Bueller?
Hi.
Hello? Manuel?
Voodoo Economics.
Sim? Smokehouse? Manuel?
Hello?
As fun
Bueller?
As that is. Oh? Manuel?
Are you there?
Hello? Time becomes a loop when time becomes a loop.
This is amazing radio.
This is amazing.
Thank you so much for listening.
Goodbye, Manuel. Okay, when you actually hear our voice talk to you with Skype and you see it ringing, turn down your radio.
Please.
Or turn off. Press stop on Winamp. You can always press play again. So as you're hearing this, Manuel, we'll give you another call.
Turn your speakers off, dude.
Yeah. No, don't turn your speakers off because you won't be able to hear us. But just press stop just press stop on Winamp because you'll be hearing what you'd hear on the radio anyway. Because you're talking to us. And you'll be able to hear yourself after. So after you're done the conference, just press play again. You'll catch up. You'll hear yourself. 20 seconds of yourself anyway.
Yeah.
So let's give him a try again. How about that? See if he's learned from his mistakes. Manuel's ringing. Ringing.
Hello, you there?
We are here, Manuel. Are you there?
Oh, sweet. Turned off the wave sound on my volume control.
That's why you couldn't hear
us. I thought I was being smart by setting everything up early.
Well, you got the right idea. Oh, you just
had half right.
Yeah, you got it half right, but you wouldn't be able to hear us. But we heard you, and we heard the radio station too, looping around, looping. So, what's happening tonight?
Oh, not much. Just sitting around listening to you guys, I guess.
And are we entertaining?
Programming, well, coding a little bit of the Raptor Drill website. That's about it.
Oh, very cool. Very nice. Yeah. When is that happening for you?
Early August, I believe, we've decided. We're doing a scouting mission on this coming week.
Oh, excellent.
Going up to Utah, Escalante.
Excellent.
And how's this going to work? What is a Raptor Drill?
What is a Raptor Drill? Well, basically, the idea is that a lot of us aren't going to be taken, and so we're all going to be stuck here with all the sinners. So we have to prepare.
So it's a big collection of sinners.
Yes.
And what are you doing to prepare for the rapture?
just, you know, throwing on a pair of BDUs and fucking off with some alcohol.
Sweet.
That's a plan.
Doing the sinning kind of thing, huh?
Very, very tongue-in-cheek sort of thing, yeah.
I don't know if I'm allowed to give this away, but we don't have that many listeners. We are actually also preparing a Raptor Drill here.
Yes.
I don't know if that was revealed anywhere, but yes, it is coming. I believe it's at the end of July.
Yeah.
And it is local in BC, so anybody that's not near Manual can participate here. Oh, we got
definitely. We need more of these around here. That would be nice to get them all synchronized.
For sure. That would be awesome. Like, do it at the same time. I mean, the first year is always putting out feelers and stuff and seeing how things work.
Yeah, I was thinking it would just be a desert party or something. Just, you know, hang out and hike or whatever.
That's right. Be prepared.
For the first year.
Be prepared.
But, you know, it'll still be fun. Laying the groundwork is always fun.
Yeah, preparing is always sometimes more fun than actually doing it.
I plan on going to heaven, so it doesn't bother me.
What'd you say, Smoke?
I said I plan on going to heaven, so it doesn't bother me.
Oh, so you'll be taken away during the rapture.
I'm going away.
Okay, we'll party down there and pour some beers for our homies.
That's right. Pour one for Smokey.
Yep.
That's good.
So our little radio show here is amusing enough to stay up late enough to listen to us?
Oh, yeah. I got an 8 o'clock class tomorrow. You guys are keeping me up.
You're insane.
Wow.
Listen to it in the archives. It's not worth it, man.
No.
I think it's because I like to hear my own voice on the radio.
I see.
Oh.
It's an ego thing.
Yeah, it has nothing to do with our egos either. It's okay.
Very cool. Okay, I think Desert Runner was trying to phone in again, so we're gonna give him one more attempt. And you have anything else to say, Manuel?
No, not really.
Okay, we will talk to you maybe next week.
Thanks for calling. Bye.
Later.
Right. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, let's give Desert Runner one more try and see if he can speak English instead of Australian. And it's connecting, ringing. Turn down your stereo.
It's probably on dial-up.
Oh. Yeah, that could be it. If you're on dial-up, I wouldn't recommend this. So I don't know if he is on dial-up. Hopefully not. He's not in the IRC because he's had some trouble with being banned for some reason. Not sure why. Maybe because he's being bad, but he denies it. So now it's time for him to clear the air.
It's your big chance, man.
As soon as you pick up the phone, whenever you get picking up the phone, no, and you are bye.
And sorry, dude.
Sorry, that's it. Anybody else wants to get in on this, you can just message me in either the IRC or through Skype, because it does have a messaging little thing, too, and I'll be able to see it this time, because I have it up instead of having it down, like
do
before.
It
Nope, nobody. Okay, that's it. Time to go to bed. We're done. It's been an hour. You got your fill. You can try next week. We got two calls in.
It's been an hour and a little bit more.
That's right. We gave you some bonus time. So let me just cue up the outro music here.
Yes.
There we go. So, anything else you want to add on? I know next week is the Ramp Meetup, the Ramp Meet. So this, after you hear us next week, it'll be after the Ramp Meet, so we won't be able to pump it anymore.
Be sure to tune in for After Now tomorrow.
Yes, After Now tomorrow, 8 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time if you're in the eastern area over there.
Oh, and I get to call you out on the air now, too. What are you supposed to do tomorrow at 5 o'clock Pacific Time?
I am supposed to start a show.
Yeah.
Press play on a show. And sometimes, I'm at work at 5 p.m.
Yeah, I know.
So I'm like... Oh, which is not really a problem. I just have to remember to start it before I leave work. Otherwise, it's like a 20 minutes late, which kind of sucks.
You know, getting the yell at you did brighten my week.
Sending an angry email to me makes you happy, huh?
Sure. You know, when there's nothing else going on, if I can yell at you, that's all right.
Justifiable yelling as well. So I can't say anything about it. I'm like, I'm sorry. What can I say, right? I didn't do it.
I feel so bad for her. She's so nice.
I know. I know. She does so much work, too. Like, she does DJing, and she does two radio shows, too.
And I'm like, please don't hate me. It's not my fault.
Please don't leave us. We're sorry.
It's the vegan's fault.
Yeah, and I sent an email back to her, like, begging. Yeah. I'm sorry, please.
I really kissed her ass. I actually called her.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Lucky bastard, have her phone number, hey?
She gave it to me. All I have to do is ask.
She's a hottie, too.
Yes, she is.
Yep.
Don't you wish you were me.
You got the digits. You got the hookup.
That's right. That's the kind of guy I am. I care about my DJs enough to call you on the phone.
Well, you got the pimp limp going on, right?
They like it.
Anyway, enough fun for a week. So check this out. If you can't listen to this live, it's in the archives. And if you're not listening live, you wouldn't hear this anyway. So that was moot.
Maybe I have a neat Walmart story.
Yeah, you can have Walmart stories. I'm sure there will be some.
I'm sure there will
be. It's the evil corporation we call Walmart. But yes. I usually get this show up day after. I usually can do it tomorrow and put it in the archives the next day. It's a pretty quick turnaround, because I recorded on videotape.
Yeah, there's not much to
my
this
ugly
show.
Mug.
We're talking...
Yeah, it's easy.
Bare bones here.
It's just two people talking into a microphone.
We're lucky to be here. That's how light this show is.
It's that light, yeah. We're just being silly on a microphone. But it's time for bed for me, because I'm getting all dizzy and stuff.
I have to go to work tomorrow.
Oh, me too.
I haven't said that in years.
Wow, you actually have to... What time do you have to go to work?
I have to be there at 10 o'clock.
Okay. That, still kind of bad. Well, hopefully you can, like, schedule Mondays off or something. I don't know. Or
like
have them
gonna,
late in the afternoon.
Like, it's like I'm going to do anything.
That's right. You can sit there, like, dazed and you'd still be fine.
What are they gonna say to me?
You're
quick enough. Oh, good. These people don't know me. I can totally reinvent myself.
Right. Excellent, excellent.
I can be whoever I want to be. I do what I want.
It's just Walmart.
That's right.
Anyway, that's it. So I'll bid adieu and say goodnight, Smokey, and we'll cue the magic music. And we'll see you next week.
Bye.
You ever get the feeling that everything in America is completely fucked up? You know that feeling that the whole country is like one inch away from saying, that's it, forget it? Think about it. Everything's polluted. The environment, the government, the schools, you name it. Yeah, you got it, folks. It's me again with a little attitude for all you out here in white bread land. All you nice people living in the middle of America, the beautiful. Let's see, we're on 92 FM tonight. It feels like a nice, clean little band so far. No one else is using it, and the price is right.
My name is the Dark Penguin, and I am not the fucking man, but I am a man. I'm a man with a keyboard, a man with a microphone, a man with ideas. I'm a man with a choice. I choose not to conform. I choose to make a difference. I choose to be an individual, and I choose to think for myself. I am an individual, and yet I am not alone. I am one of many, and my voice will not go unheard. I am a cell of Rant Radio.